Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to Deb Lystead. Good morning.
Good morning, LaVon.
Deb is here to talk about BPW, Business and Professional Women, and lots of activities going on. You are one of the busiest groups, I think, in the community, and you do lots of good things for the community. So let's start with something that's happening this Saturday.
Okay, great. Our fourth annual Spring Fling Exit 113 Dance is this Saturday out at the Cass County Community Building. The doors will open at 6 o'clock. We will serve our famous Sloppy Joes and hot dogs and homemade potato salad. No desserts for this one, but of course the community building will have their bar open. The dance runs from 7 to 11. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. They can be purchased either from myself or at Choice Printing. If you don't get to Choice Printing, you can give me a call at 249-1480, and I'll make sure you get tickets. We have lots of good door prizes.
Just a little plus. In addition to the great music, you can get door prizes.
Door prizes, and you have to be there in order to win the door prizes. So that's the hitch.
Just hang around, right?
That keeps the crowd there.
Yes, that's
and
great.
And the band, of course, is this Exit 113 band. They are an excellent band. They are a fun group. If you don't dance, you come out and sit, and you get entertained. A lot of good 40s, 50s, and 60s music, plus they throw a little country or a little rock and roll in there, too.
Very good in terms of all of those kinds of things. And, you know, a good band has to do that to kind of keep people interested instead of doing one thing, I think. But then, you know.
No, I totally agree. And they have the one little gal that sings with them, and she sings every song they play, and she just puts fun into it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She has to be exhausted at the end of the evening, I would think.
She's young. She can handle it.
That does make some difference for sure, Deb. So, and I know you said this is fourth annual, and it's always been Exit 113, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's not just the dance, it's Exit 113. And you keep coming back, which says to me they are a very popular group.
They are, and there are some local ties there. Their drummer is lives in Adair, Marty Fisher, and his wife, Linda Heminger, is a BPW member. So that's kind of how we got in touch with them, and I listened to them several times before we finally got them to Atlantic, and people love them, so we've been bringing them back every year. Thanks to a lot of our sponsors. We have great, great sponsors. We have 51 sponsors this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So the purpose of this, of course, for people who come is to have great fun and visit with people and so on. But this is an important fundraiser for you.
Very important. Along with our two craft fairs that we hold every year, this is one of our biggest fundraisers. And the money for this goes into our scholarship funds and into our community project funds. And this past year, we have given to over 20 different community area individuals or organizations, groups, that type of thing. We've given over $3,500 this past year for that. And the scholarships last year or this past year, we gave away four scholarships.
Yeah, they're due here pretty soon, so let's kind of talk about those scholarships.
They are. The deadline for the scholarship is actually April 1st for all of them, and this past year we gave two $1,000 scholarships to two local women who were at least 5 years out of high school and wanting to further their education to reenter the workforce or to gain additional education for a career. We also gave one Bev Mendenhall nursing scholarship, and that was to a local woman who is furthering her education to become a nurse, and that's in memory of one of our longtime, very active members, Bev Mendenhall, mm-hmm. and her family helps us with that scholarship every year. And then we give one $500 Collins scholarship, which is to a female graduating senior from either Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County, and this past year it went to an Elkhorn Exira High School senior, and they're pursuing an education in technology management, engineering, that type of thing.
And she, Ms. Collins, was also a member, correct?
She was not ever a member of BPW, but her sister-in-law was a member of BPW. for many years. We just lost her, unfortunately. But she was discriminated against in the workforce when she was young, and she decided she wanted to do something to help women get into mm-hmm. this type of field. Mm-hmm. So she funds that one for us every year.
So lots of money. And when you add that up, that's quite a lot of money. So when people come to these events, I always say, well, you should feel really good about spending your money. You go because you have a good time, but it's a big plus. You're
yes.
helping out a lot of other people.
Good time, so, good food, and helping women further themselves.
You bet.
Yes.
So,
and lots of local community projects, too. Yes.
So you mentioned also the craft show's coming up. And
yes.
that's twice a year. So the next one is when?
April 8th, just right around the corner here. It'll be at the community building, 9 to 3. Right now, we have, I believe, let me see, vendors. We have 31 vendors and 50 spaces sold so far.
And so if somebody's still interested to be a vendor, what should they do?
They can contact Becky Bonney at 254-0838. And
okay.
we do have room, so.
Yeah. But I know you usually fill up, you sort of spill over out into the entryway and wherever. So
we do.
So if you're thinking you'd like to be a vendor, then you need to be contacting. What kinds of things are welcome as vendors? Do you have any criteria about, well, you can't come if you do this, or is it kind of open?
We used to have, but no, not anymore. It's kind of open if you have a home-based business. You know, if you just are an organization such as BPW or AAUW and you want to have a booth out there to get information out, that type of thing, you can do that,
okay,
too.
Okay, so you don't have mm-hmm. to sell something necessarily.
Not necessarily, no. We have one guy who comes from the north who is a hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
And he
keeps coming back.
He does. So he I don't know what's bringing him back, but he does. People like him.
I was going to say, people must be stopping and visiting with him, or I don't think he'd be coming back.
I don't think so.
What's the price of a space?
It's $35 for one six-foot table, you can bring your own table and not have to pay, but it's easier just for us to set up the tables and the chairs, and we have several vendors who get two spaces because
mm-hmm.
they have so much to bring.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I know you have a great variety. I think that's one of the reasons that this craft show is very popular, because, you know, a lot of craft shows have disappeared.
Yes, they have.
But I think the variety that you have keeps people coming back, and always there's some that people look for. I know somebody said to me one day, well, I was looking for that sweatshirt person. You know, she won every year. But then there are other new things that keep people coming back, and like, this is a perfect time for Easter.
You bet. Right before Easter. You bet it is. Yeah, mm-hmm. with a lot of jewelry, lots of knickknacks, clothes, baked goods. Yeah, there's just, like you say, a big variety, a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that it makes it interesting. You know, you may not go to shop, but I bet you go out with something in your hand because
good food again.
you are known for your good sloppy joes and potato salad and pies.
And homemade pies. We
yes.
will have the homemade pies, yes.
And if you can't spend time going around shopping, you can always come do a takeout.
You can. We have takeout, yes.
Yeah.
You bet.
So,
yes.
So it's a good time. And, you know, when I go, then I always, again, the people part is really fun because I see people that I don't usually see. So it's just a fun event to go to.
And again,
the
fundraiser.
Show. Yes.
It goes to our scholarships and our community projects again, too. So.
And there is a fee to get in the door,
50
right?
Cents.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say,
yeah.
I know it's a really big fee to get
in. But
that
puts your ticket in for a drawing.
Right.
Each one of the vendors gives us some kind of a door prize.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So it's a good event all around. Now, you also, really looking ahead here, but it's not so far ahead if you want to get involved with this, and that's your community garage sale.
Correct. That's coming up. We have been sponsoring that the last two or three years, and that's coming up May 5 and 6, Friday and Saturday. Garage sales are Friday night and Saturday, and it's $10 for Friday night and $15 if you want to advertise for both Friday and Saturday. And registrations for those are not due till May 2nd. Like you say, it's a little ways out yet, but registrations are down at Something For You in downtown Atlantic. She's one of our BPW members, so she has registrations if anybody wants to pick up a registration for the garage sale.
But if you, you know, if you're just going to go shopping, you just need to get that on your calendar. If you're planning to be one of those that has, who's offering a garage sale, now's the time to get going on that.
It is. Yes. Know that the date's coming up so you can start getting ready for it.
Exactly. Correct. That's a lot of work, actually.
It is a lot of work. But and we, you know, we put signs out.
Yeah, that's
for
what
you.
I was going to ask. Yep. For that $10 or $15, you get what?
You get a yard sign. You get a map. We do a big map that goes in the newspaper, and maps are available at two or three different locations throughout the town so that people can pick up maps, and your location will be on that map.
Okay.
And we do the advertising, and yep.
So if you want publicity, this is the good way to get it, and you don't have to spend time doing that part of it. So good thing. And you do that a couple times a year, right?
Yes, we do a spring and a fall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Spring house cleaning and fall getting rid of ready for the winter season. Okay, now your BPW is one of the biggest, not one of, the biggest in the state.
We are. We have 45 members right now.
And you are getting ready to have an annual meeting.
Coming up in 2 weeks, yes. Okay. We have a big annual meeting in Des Moines. Yep.
And, of course, because you are the biggest group, you have some responsibilities there. So let's remind folks about the event that's this Saturday.
Okay, Exit 113, our fourth annual Spring Fling at the Cass County Community Building, Saturday the 25th from 6 to 11. And if you want tickets, you can get them at Choice Printing, or you can call me at 249-1480.
I want to check on the timing. It's 6 or 7?
Well, the dance is at 7. The doors open at 6.
Okay, great.
We start serving at 6, but the dance actually starts at 7.
Thanks for clarifying that. Yes. And thank you to you, Deb Lysted, for visiting with us. And especially coming up this week, this may be something to remember. Every path has a few puddles.